your neighbourhood, your newsroom. East Coast Radio Newswatch.
KZN Cocktail says it's shifting its focus to support for the families of the Umshwati storm and flood disaster. After more than a week-long search, recovery teams retrieved the bodies of two more victims in New Hanover yesterday. The department since Elwemzila says this brings the number of victims found to three.
This discovery puts to an end a painful chapter within the community, as now the processes of identification can commence for the two victims that are discovered.
Heavy rains triggered severe flooding in the Midlands town last month, washing away cottages after a local river breached its banks. The department says it had dispatched provincial disaster teams to oversee the extraction and recovery process. The Automobile Association has raised concerns over child car safety. The group says too many children are still travelling without being properly restrained or secured in vehicles. Newswatch's Lauren Hendricks reports.
The association says every unrestrained trip increases the risk of death or serious injury. The AA's pointed to a recent study by the Road Traffic Management Corporation. It highlights that the law, which requires infants to be secured in appropriate child restraint systems, doesn't apply to public transport such as minibus taxis and buses. The association says the gap is deeply concerning as it leaves thousands of children without protection. According to the RTMC report, children aged 0 to 14 accounts for 10% of deaths on the roads. A total of 1,145 children were killed in crashes in the country last year alone. The AA stressed that the car and booster seats aren't optional accessories. They are essential safety equipment designed for a child's age, weight and development. Lauren Hendricks, East Coast Radio, Newswatch.
The family of former SARS Commissioner Obah Magashula says he'll be remembered for his humility and unwavering commitment to the country. Magashula died yesterday at the age of 63 after a long illness. He was appointed as SARS Commissioner in 2008 and resigned in 2013. He previously held senior positions at Telkom and South African Breweries. And Democrats in the U.S. have made public a series of short videos and photographs taken on Jeffrey Epstein's private Caribbean island. The estate on Little St. James Island is where the convicted sex offender allegedly forced underage girls into sex with powerful men. A luxurious villa, masks, a dentist's chair, and a chalkboard inscribed with the words deception and power features in some of the images. The Democrats hope the pictures increase pressure on the Trump administration to comply with a requirement to release all the investigative files compiled during years of probes into Epstein's activities. Durban 23 today, Maritzburg 22, Richards Bay going up to 24. You've been with the Newswatch team. I'm Natara Nadesan.
And coming up in your sports, United welcome back Matheus Cunha for tonight's Premier League clash with West Ham United. The Proteas level ODI series against India. And live test score update, tea break Australia against England. It is England batting first, 2 for 98 runs.